there for the week of Thanksgiving, and I knew that there was a possibility of snow up there. You know, it's that time of year. I did not expect to see over 30 inches drop in 24 hours. That was kind of a shock to my system.
I was talking to my buddy over in Skaney. It's quite a bit east of the Keweenaw, but he's up on the side of a hill, and he's back about 7 miles out. He's got a Bombardier Snowcat, and he's got a two-stage snowblower on his tracked Bobcat that he clears out that road, and he does a long path and does a couple passes on it. But he's way out in the middle of nowhere, but he got a deal on that property. It's a big chunk of property. Built a house way back there. He's off-grid, but they got the same exact thing.
W8CMN, repeat.
But, you know, it was pretty as long as I was sitting at the breakfast table looking out at that 5-foot drift between the house and my truck. But then, you know, at some point I decided to walk out and start shoveling it, and with the heart issues I've had, shoveling the wet, heavy snow is just not a good idea. And she didn't have a snowblower or anything like that, so luckily she has 3 grandsons with 4-wheel drive trucks that have blades on them, so they came and plowed us out and rescued us. But she said that one individual snowfall last week, was more snow accumulation than they had the last 2 years combined.
They didn't hardly get any, I think it was last year, they didn't hardly get any snow in the Keweenaw, almost all the way up to Calumet. But once you get up past that one spot in Calumet, you know, once you get into town and then north, as soon as it gets cold out, that wind comes ripping across Superior, and it can be a sunny day. And it's ripping that water up off of the water, and it sucks it up, brings it right up the hill, and it's frozen. And if the wind's howling real good, you'll get a couple feet of snow, and it won't be a cloud in the sky.
KB8OEW8RD. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know how that works. But her daughter owns a little bar in Presque Isle, Wisconsin, about 40 miles from where they live. And, snowmobile season's a huge part of her business. And she said last year it just didn't exist. There just wasn't any snow.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.